The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Hebrews chapter 12, and I'd encourage you to go and find a Bible and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, many other resources, but there's two things that I want to mention. One, you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series about running the race. But secondly, there's a link that says contact us. We would love to hear from you. Love to hear where you're hearing this broadcast today. And if you write to us, just click on the link that says contact us. You can send us a message. Tell us where you're hearing the broadcast. Send us an address. And we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out many of these. We'd love to get one into your hands as well. This is just simply a little notebook that'll fit into a shirt pocket, fit into a purse, or into a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as people give prayer requests, I'm able to write them down and remember to pray for them all week long. They're very handy, so I'd love to get one in your hands if you just simply let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. Now, you can do it through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or, as many do, you can simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word and Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And I was reminded just this last week that also at the website is a place where you can contribute to this ministry. If you'd like to send us a gift, you can do that either through the mail or you can do it through the website as well. I often forget to mention that. But some ask, how can we help you out with the website? And there's a place there. Just go there and you'll see the link right there on the main page. So send us a note. Help us out if you can. And we'd appreciate it so much. Hebrews chapter 12, we've been talking about running the race, and Lord willing, we're going to wrap this up today. As I mentioned earlier, you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series at the website. And so let's read the verse and then bring this message to a close today. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing where we are also compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." You know, in this race, we've talked about the participants. That's the cloud of witnesses we read about in verse 1, and that's you. If you're born again, you're in this race. And Paul tells us, I believe Paul, we're not sure who wrote Hebrews, but the writer said to run it with patience or to run the race with endurance. We spent a lot of time on that last week. But I want you to notice that there is a plan here, that there is a course that is set. He said to run the race that is set before us. The race that is set before us. There is a course that is set. You know, in many races, there are different kinds of races. Some of them are in a straight line, 100-yard dash, 50-yard dash, the straight line. There's also the longer races like the 440 and maybe the mile or things like that, and they go around curves and they go around corners. But there is a course set, and each runner has a lane, or at least they start out in a lane, and the course is laid out before them. They don't start the race and then take off, maybe run out the gate of the stadium or run off the track and just run off anywhere that they want to and then come back and declare that they run the race. No, there is a course that is set. Sometimes that course is through the wilderness, kind of like when we would run cross country. Even when there's a marathon, there is a course set. And so there is a course set. He said, the race that is set before us. So how do we find that course? I believe we find that course, first of all, by simply trusting the Lord. Scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Lord will give you the direction. He will show you the path. We used to sing a song that said, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Now listen, you know, when runners race, they don't set their own course, and neither do you. Neither should you. You know, you may know what God's will and decide that, well, that's not what I want to do. I'm going to follow my own course. You know, I've known many, many preachers who would tell me about when they were called to preach at a certain age, but they had something else they wanted to do, something they thought that they should do, something they wanted to do, and it turned out their life was miserable until they came back to their calling and began following the Lord. And so we must obey him and follow the course that is set before us. You know, when you get off the course, when you lose a sense of direction, the minute you quit following the Lord, that's when you get off the path. And so it's important to seek his direction and seek his will every day. I'll tell you what happens to me many times is early in the week, usually on Sunday afternoon or sometimes first thing Monday morning, I'll try to plan out my week. And I'll say, well, on Monday I've got to do this and Tuesday this, and I'll lay it out. And then I'll take it to the Lord. And as I'm praying, sometimes God will change my heart right then and say, no, you need to go take care of this ministry or you need to go speak to this person. But sometimes as the week goes, the course changes. My course changes, I should say, because God has a different course for me that week, have a different place for me to minister, different place for me to go, different people that he wants me to talk to. So it's so important that we listen to him every day. You know, prayer is not just giving a list to God. It's listening, too. And sometimes we need to listen for his direction and seek the Lord's will. God has a plan. Follow it. Listen to his voice. Read his word. And he said if you'll trust him, he would direct your path. Now, let me show you something that I think is probably the most important thing in this whole race. And that's in the first thing in verse 2. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The runner must focus on Jesus and follow Jesus. You know, a runner in a race, many times when it's a long race, he'll put his eyes and his mind on a focal point that is far away, and he'll follow after that focal point. I used to do that running cross country. It might be a tree, it might be a flag, it may be something out there. And I would just focus on that and run toward that and not get distracted by everything that's around me. Oh, sometimes that's difficult. And listen, the devil's going to give you distractions. Don't look around at other runners. That's where many of us get messed up. We take our eyes off Jesus. We start looking at other runners to see how they're doing in the race, to see if they're maybe following the same course that we're on, or maybe God has something different for them. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 10:12, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Don't look around at the other runners. Don't look around at the crowd. Don't let those things distract you. You stay on course. You keep your eyes on Jesus and follow him. Look, don't look back. You're not going that way. And don't look down. That may get you messed up. Remember Peter when they were in the boat and Jesus came walking on the water? And Peter said, "Let me come out there." And Jesus said, "Come on." And Peter threw that hairy leg over the side of the boat and he was standing on the water and walking on the water. And then he began to look at the waves. And he took his eyes off Jesus. And the minute he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. And of course, Jesus was right there to lift him up. The thing is, keep your eyes on him. Keep your attention on Jesus. In fact, the scripture says, where it says, looking unto Jesus, the word there, looking, simply means to consider attentively, to watch him, to follow his leading. Don't let yourself be distracted. Don't let the devil distract you. Oh, he's going to try. He's over there waving and hollering and screaming, saying, "Come this way, come this way." Don't get fooled. And if you do get off track, you just simply have to come back and lift your eyes up and look at Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You keep your eyes on him. Now, as we finish up, I want to ask you a question. Are you in the race? Now, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, you're in the race and should run it with patience, should keep your eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, you know, I think many of the problems we have in our churches are because people are looking at each other and they're not keeping their eyes on Jesus. You must keep your eyes on him. Don't worry about the other runners. And so, are you in the race? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Maybe you're not even in the race. And you need to trust Christ today. He's calling out to you to come unto me. And if you'll come to him and put your faith and trust in him, he will put you in the race. You'll be a participant in the race and be able to run the race looking unto Jesus. Then I would ask you this, are you prepared for the race? Have you laid aside every sin and the weight that so easily besets us? And I want to encourage you today to persevere, to endure. We talked about that last week. To keep in the race. Don't get distracted. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Keep the hope and stay in the race for the Lord Jesus Christ. Endure. Keep on keeping on. And most importantly, keep your eyes on Jesus. And maybe you've taken your eyes off Jesus and you're distracted by other people or other things. But get your eyes back on him and run the race with patience. Our time is gone for today. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Consider his word. His word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.